This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Labor Day used to mark the unofficial end of summer, but many schools now start before the holiday, especially this year, as Labor Day falls relatively late in the calendar. That means a shorter summer work season for students with summer jobs and for the businesses that hire them. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Umbrellas and towels still cover much of the shore in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where Steve Downey heads the beach patrol.
Another crowded day down in Margaritaville.
Literally from his office, he can see a beach bar called Margaritaville on the boardwalk. Less crowded are the lifeguard stands. Downey's staff peaked this summer at 120, but starting in early August...
Oh, every day we'll lose one or two more. But right now we're looking at about anywhere between 70 and 80.
As the summer staff goes back to school, Downey has to spread out the remaining guards further along the 7-mile beach. The shorter season might make it harder for younger workers to get summer jobs. Alicia Sasser-Modestino at Northeastern University says they now have lots of competition.
If you add on one or two more reasons, like school starting early or not being able to work past 9 o'clock at night, it just makes it a no-brainer for the employer to hire the young adult or the immigrant over the teenager.
Despite an improving economy, teen employment rates were essentially flat this summer compared with last year. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.